Very good, everybody. We are going to be reading from the book of 1 John. It's probably best to start from the back of your Bible and go forward until you hit 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. We're going to be reading from chapter 3, page 1208. A quick reminder that for all members of the church, we'll be having a business meeting directly after the service. So do not rush off for lunch just yet. We will be continuing to gather for that. This morning, my sermon will be something of a fill-in-the-blank, and you will find the blanks in the insert for a certain verse that I'll be reading. And if you would like to start filling them in as I read, I give you permission to do that because I'm going to be asking you for the answers later on this morning. So I'm going to be reading 1 John 3, verses 1 through 10. And I ask that you please rise for the reading of God's word. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning, because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Well, if you, going to school, enjoyed fill in the blanks, then you're going to enjoy what we're going to do now. So, y'all have your little sheets? Y'all have your sheets? Okay. Dear friends, blank, we are children of God. What goes in that first space? Now. Very good. Very good. Now we are children of God. It's not we were children of God, and it's not we will be children of God. It's now we are children of God. When are we children of God? Now. When are we children of God?
Now.
Now we are children of God. We are children of God now. God loves us so much. Do y'all know how much God loves you? Do you know? God loves you more than anything we can even imagine. Do you love your brothers and sisters? God loves you more than that. Do you love your parents? God loves you more than that. Do you love your grandparents? You better, right? God loves you more than you love your grandparents. In fact, I love chocolate a lot, and God loves me more than I love chocolate. That's pretty amazing. God loves you more than a bride loves a groom, more than the tide loves the moon. God loves you more than the birds and the flowers. So yesterday we went on a scavenger hunt at VBS, and some of us saw birds and flowers. Did any of y'all see any birds or flowers when you went outside? Yeah? Raise your hand. Yeah? Yeah, I saw some great little tweeting birds. I saw some pink and white flowers right next to the church. God loves these birds and these flowers. And God gives the birds their food. God gives the flowers their beautiful clothing. And guess what? God loves you more than the birds and the flowers. And God will give you everything you need, whether it's food or clothing or anything that you need. The older you get, the easier it is to forget that. We start worrying about how we are going to get this or that, and we start sometimes seeking after all sorts of ancillary needs, and we forget what we should seek first above everything else. What should we seek first? The kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. You are now God's child, and you don't have to wait to be God's child. And so that means that God is now your father. But something really exciting is going to happen in the future. And so let's talk about that. Second, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. So we're talking about now we are children of God. Let's talk about the will be. God has given us so much, and sometimes we forget it, about the food and the clothing, shelter, friends and family who help us along the way when we're in need of these things, family of Mount Hermon Baptist Church, just to be able to gather together as this family, to be a part of this family. What a wonderful gift from God, right? But all these things are actually a taste of what God has for us. It's as if it was your birthday and there's a birthday cake waiting at home for you. And you get home and you ask your mom, can I get a slice of my birthday cake? And she says, no, you have to wait. You have to wait until your friends come, and then you can have a party together and we'll cut up the birthday cake and everyone can have some. But you don't like that answer. And you say, but I really, 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 really want a piece of my birthday cake. And so your mom says, okay, I'll give you a taste. I'll give you a taste of the frosting, okay? And instead of letting you put your finger in, she takes your hand and she helps you get just a little bit of frosting. And you taste it and it's wonderful. And you can't wait to have a slice, because not only are you going to get some frosting, you're going to get some fluffy cake as well, and layers. You don't even know what's inside this cake. I hear there's a chocolate layer, and maybe even an ice cream layer, but it's a mystery. It's a mystery, and you won't find out until all your friends appear and you can cut up that birthday cake. This is what we are as Christians. We have taken a little taste of the gifts of God, but the mystery of what God has for us has still to be revealed. Paul writes this in 1 Corinthians. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind has even imagined what the Lord has in store for those whom he loves. And it's not just the cake waiting for us. God has so much more, far beyond what we can imagine. God will literally transform us. Transform us. You hate getting sick? Well, God's going to make sure that your body doesn't get sick. You ever imagine about flying in the air or maybe walking through walls? I tend to stub my toe when I try to walk around a corner. It'd be great to just go right through that corner. Or to talk to animals or to eat chocolate whenever I want. All these things, you know, maybe that stuff is in store for us. We don't know. We can speculate, and there are little hints about all these things in the Bible. But what we do know is that in the end, what we will be given is so much more than any of that. We will be loved, and we will be able to love perfectly, just like our Father in heaven is perfect in love. And if you want to learn more about these things, we're starting a study on heaven this Wednesday. So come, 6 o'clock this Wednesday. We're going to start talking about heaven. But ultimately, it's a mystery. It's a mystery that will be revealed in the last days. When I think of mysteries, I think of detectives. And when I want to solve a mystery, I try to think about what would a detective do. Where would a detective start in trying to solve the wonderful mystery of what God has in store for us? Y'all have any clues? Any ideas? Where would a detective start? This is a Sunday school question, too. Yeah, and what does the Bible talk about? I heard it. Where do we start? Carol, did you say it? Jesus. There you go. We start with Jesus. Everything starts with Jesus, and everything ends with Jesus. And if we're going to solve the mystery of what God is going to give us, then we start with the firstborn son. Everything that God is going to give us, God has given Jesus. We start with Jesus. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Who? Jesus. When Jesus appears, we shall become like Jesus. That all that God has given to Jesus, God will give to us. So I just became an uncle for the fourth time. That's him, Isaac. My brother James and his wife Rachel, they went to China this month, and they added to their three kids a fourth child, the littlest one, Isaac. And every sibling wants to be the favorite sibling in the family right now. And he is being loved through and through. Ella, Andrew, Esme, and Isaac. Weeks earlier, before James and Rachel and the family went to China, he was in a little orphanage. And I imagine the orphanage told him one day, guess what? All the papers are through. You are now part of the Goodyear family. You are now the son of James and Rachel Goodyear. And he's coming soon for you. He's coming. You got to get ready. And I wonder what was going through Isaac's mind at the time. if he could even imagine what was coming up. He knew it was good news. Everyone around him was excited that finally he would be part of a family, that he would have a family of his own to call his own. But I imagine he didn't quite understand the surprise and mystery that was awaiting him. And then my brother appeared. And Isaac knew, this is the family. This is what my father looks like. Isaac knew that life would be new and different. He didn't know exactly how new or different it was, but that he would be new and different, being part of this family, that he would now be called a Goodyear. We hold on to God's promise that when Jesus appears, everything will be new and different, and we will be like him. What does that mean, to be like Jesus? Does it mean that we'll be able to walk through walls like him or fly up in the air like him? We can speculate, but God's promise is that everything that God gives to Jesus, God will give to us. That includes new life, eternal life, a new body, all of heaven and earth, the new heaven and the new earth, God will give to us. Still a mystery. Still a mystery. But I bet we can get pretty excited, even though we're not sure what is in store for us. And so we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall be like him as he is. Or we will see him. We shall see him as he is. Right now, none of us can see Jesus with our eyes. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us. We have the voice of Jesus through the Spirit to guide us. But the one thing that we often long for that the first disciples had was to be able to see him, right? Like Thomas could see him and touch him. Jesus says, blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. And so we hold him close to our heart and we wait and we wait. But there will come one day when he appears, when he is made known to us, body, soul, and spirit, and we will be able to see him. And I'm pretty excited for that day, right? The one who loves us more than anything will come, and we will be able to give him a great big hug and a kiss and say, I'm so glad to be a part of your family. Please bow your hearts with me. Lord God, we thank you that we are now your children. Lord, may we walk in the ways of Christ and be ever faithful by the power of your Holy Spirit to continue to walk this path until you appear. Lord, may we help one another as well in this journey. And so in the end, we indeed may celebrate as the family of God in this new heaven and new earth. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Perhaps there is a decision that you would like to